Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, has Prince Philip walked away from Prince Harry? Author Ingrid Seward tells Vanity Fair, Philip simply cannot understand how Harry has behaved the way he has done. His grandson's behavior is completely alien to him, so not unnaturally the relationship has suffered. Don't forget, this is a man about to turn 100 who has devoted 68 years of his adult life to supporting the monarchy, and this has been a great shock. The Queen would not want him to worry at his age, but Philip's absence from the Sandringham summit spoke volumes. The fact that he was driven away from the big house at Sandringham before everyone even arrived signaled he didn't want to be part of it. Philip's way is that he says his bit, that he steps back from the situation because he doesn't like to interfere. It was up to Harry and Meghan to listen, but they didn't, and Philip has always been very protective of the Queen, so if anyone upsets her, they upset him too. His mantra is the monarchy comes first, second, and third. He cuttingly reminded the late Diana, Princess of Wales, that being a member of the royal family was not a popularity contest, but involved everyone working together for the good of the institution of the monarchy. Well, from Yahoo, author Robert Lacey credits the Queen's ability to lend a more giving hand when it comes to Megxit to two factors. First, her forward-thinking nature as a monarch. Meghan may have stern words for how the royal family conducts itself, but she may still be their best shot for moving into the 21st century. Lacey said, There's a political sense in which the Queen welcomed her as a first mixed-race recruit to the royal family, and so it must be distressing for the Queen that 30 months later, this mixed-race recruit and her mixed-race son Archie are no longer classed as royal. They've been suspended from the royal family. If everybody welcomed Meghan as a sign of the royal family's contact with Black Lives Matter and racial progress and harmony in this country, what does it mean when they're separate from the royal family? There's a sense in which the Queen is closer emotionally to William and Harry than she is to her own sons. Whenever she's been with Meghan, she's exhibiting the most cordial, outgoing affection for her. We know that's what she feels for Harry. We can presume that she will welcome anybody who makes a grandson happy. Meghan Markle herself is in the middle of a reinvention. Vogue shares that much of Meghan's recent work has been via Zoom or teleconferencing, but the Duchess still sends messages through her outfit choices, even over webcam. For example, in the recent video chat for Fortune's Most Powerful Women event, Markle opted for a flowing sundress from Tracy Reese's Hope for Flowers line. Reese, a favorite of Michelle Obama and Sarah Jessica Parker, uses only organic cotton or linen and ethically sources her materials. Made in Flint, Michigan, and designed in Detroit, Reese's range is part of a broader push to create opportunities and jobs for women in underserved communities. Add to this the fact that Reese is also working to bring arts programming back to local public schools, and you have a brand that aligns perfectly with Markle's interests. Even the Duchess's most casual moments can be impactful. While recording the Teenager Therapy podcast earlier this month, Markle dressed down in pieces from an unexpected source, Etsy. A Ruth Bader Ginsburg tribute t-shirt and mask were both culled from sellers on the homemade-focused e-commerce site. In a moment where supporting small businesses is paramount, Markle and her team sought out creators who are truly under the radar. In the past, the idea of an Etsy shop with a royal endorsement would have seemed unrealistic, but in 2020, sending the Markle sparkle to independent artists feels right. And Meghan and the Big H may have some new neighbors. Kate Perry and Orlando Bloom have moved to the quiet town of Montecito. The three-story Mediterranean reportedly sold for $14.2 million. And actor Dominic West will take over as Prince Charles in seasons 5 and 6 of The Crown, joining Elizabeth Debicki, Imelda Staunton, Leslie Manville, and Jonathan Pryce. Seasons 5 and 6 of the series will take the drama into the 1990s and early 2000s, covering Prince Charles split from Diana and his explosive affair with Camilla Parker Bowles. And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.